Look who's just walked in the door. Oh, it is Greg Williamson, the Mackay Mayor. Good morning.
Good to see you, mate.
How are you?
Yeah, good.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, last night you've been busy. You've been doing lots of things. You opened up the Mackay show last night.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of opening the Finchatten show on the weekend and Mackay show last night. And it was really good. The weather held off. It was a beautiful night. And so I think the crowds were pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're all looking for great crowds today and tomorrow as well.
Oh, so. Speaking of crowds, you were geared up and ready to go for the big match, the 4X. Chems Challenge on Saturday night.
On Saturday night. Now, you know, I hope we fill that stadium on Saturday night. This is our chance in the semi-finals, or this is the semi-finals. Yeah. And we're playing Toowoomba on Saturday night. This is our A-grade team. You know, just like it used to be in regular club football. And we got this spot because we defeated, we won in Townsville in the Foley Shield. So we won the Foley Shield, the time-honoured Foley Shield. And that was in Townsville. And you know, there was nobody there at the stadium. And as soon as the last whistle blew, they turned the lights off. And so, what we want to do is make sure that we fill the stadium on Saturday night, because it's a rugby league town. And we've got to defeat Toowoomba, and that'll give us our spot in the final.
I'm pretty sure Jardine Bobongi, who's the captain, he's going to lead the team real strong.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a good team. It looks like a really good team. As I said, they've done a great job so far. So we need to just cheer them on and just show Townsville up and show the mayor of Toowoomba up that. I know Paul Antonio well, and I just want to get on the phone on Saturday night. So sorry, mate.
Suck it. All the details on that event as well on our website, triplem.com.
This is actually one of the reasons why we love living in Mackay. The region and with the livability aspect, you know, you've got the shows, you've got the footy, you've got the mech there, which is a great
asset. The place has come leaps and bounds to where it was 20 years ago, Greg.
Yeah, absolutely it has. And, you know, the reason that the council's now actually, you know, our strategic focus is around livability and livelihoods, that's jobs, and the reason to live here, because it's a competitive environment. There are so many regional cities our size looking to get the investment into town, looking to drag people into town. All those, what do they call them, VDACs now? Victorians escaping Daniel Andrews' COVID or something. Whatever it is.
Controversial, I love it.
There's a lot of Victorians moving, you know, and a lot of southern states moving into Queensland. We've got the jobs here. We've just got to make sure that we can attract people to our region. And when you're here, and for our locals, make it as livable a city as possible. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Do you know, and the thing is, we had some visitors down from Cairns actually a few weeks ago saying that they didn't realise how much Mackay Whitsundays had to offer. Certainly the Mackay region, you've got Yungala, we've got so many beaches here, so many things to do. And I think because we live here sometimes, we forget that we've got that here. But to the outsider, they see all of this stuff and it's a livable place to be living.
It is absolutely fascinating. And when you know, just up at the show on the weekend at Finchatten, that showground's in the middle of those mountains and that rainforest edge area. Just unbelievable. And you think, well,
nowhere else in the world.
This is why we live here.
Nowhere else in the world.
And livability is what it's all about. And tell me, did you get the first Dagwood Dog?
Can we just skip over the speech? No, thank you.
We did. I did. I got the first Dagwood Dog of the season. Dave didn't. So he's very sour about the fact that
I was actually helping a small dog who ran in the middle of the scrambled intersection.
Somebody told me in 2019 they were actually pushed out of the way by Jay getting the first Dagwood Dog of the show.
It was a little old lady. Don't get between Jay and a Dagwood Dog,
No. I did get that.
There's some monster Dagwood Dogs at the show this year. I've seen one like about
that was a foot long one that I had.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They're huge.
I haven't eaten since. It was pretty bad. It was good, but it's pretty bad for me, as in I can't eat again. As always, Greg, it's great to see you. Thanks for joining us in the studio.
Thanks,
really
guys. Good to talk to you.
You too. Heading for our top today, 25 degrees around Mackay with Sundays. Eskimo Joe right now, Triple M.